أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with section 3 of Surah Ali Imran, we will now look at the story of Sayyidah Maryam. This is from ayah 42 onwards. We've seen how Zakaria is inspired by what he sees with her to do dua for a son even at his age. So let's look at her story. In ayah 42, Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِقَةُ, and when the angel said, يَا مَرْيَمُ, O Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَتَحَرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ, Allah has chosen you, He's purified you, He chose you above all the women of the world. So she's inspired and assured that she's amongst the select ones. The word chosen, Mustafa, is a name by which Rasulullah is also referred to, and here we see it mentioned twice. We saw right in the beginning, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ, and then وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is saying, not only have I chosen you for myself, but I've also chosen you over the women of the world. She has a special status, and the status of one who is an example of devotion to Allah. It is said that she had no menstrual cycle, and as a confirmation of her unique position amongst women, she carries a child without ever having been touched by a man. Now she's told, Ya Maryam, O Maryam, uknuti li rabbiki, be ready and willing to obey your Rabb, wasjudi, do sajda, warqa'i ma'arraqa'in, and do ruku with those who do ruku. Sajda can be done in salah and out of salah. So the word used here is ruku, because ruku can only be done in salah. He's telling her to share the light of her devotion and prayers with others. Sometimes it's best to act anonymously or remain in isolation, but at other times it's best to act publicly and to be amongst people. And Allah here beautifully shows that when it comes to the worship of Allah, it doesn't matter about gender, color or age. We're all equal as long as we make the effort. And it very clearly talks about Salat al-Jama'ah being for both genders. And then we have ayah 42, which we referred to when we talked about ayah 37. ذَلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَعِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِهِ إِلَيْكَ, this is information from the unseen which we revealed to you. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَكْلَامَهُمْ عَيَّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَسِمُونَ, you were not with them when they cast lots to decide which one of them would have charge of Maryam, and you were not with them when they contended with each other. So those in the temple who wanted to look after her were competing with one another for the honor. And it was through a method of selection of drawing arrows that Zakaria becomes her guardian. Now back to Maryam. إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, and the angel said, يَا مَرْيَمْ, O Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ إِسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمْ وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Surely Allah gives you the good news of a word from Him. His name is the Messiah, Isa, son of Maryam, worthy of regard in this world and the hereafter, and He will be amongst those who are close to Allah. Let's look at each part of this ayah. It's really important. He starts off by saying, Yubashiruki, will give you the good news. Bikalimatim minhu. First of all, He's known as a word from Allah. In ayah 37, when Zakaria was given the good news of Yahya, Allah says that Yubashiruka bi Yahya, will give me the good news of Yahya, Musaddikan bi kalimatin min Allah, he will be one who will verify the word from Allah. So he would confirm the divine message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Isa ibn Maryam. Then he says, Ismuhul Masih. Now Masih is translated as Messiah, and the root word is from masaha, to wipe clean. And the name indicates complete purification from sin or error. So much so that when Isa ibn Maryam touched with his hand, whatever he touched with his hand was rendered healed and whole. It's an awesome word. And then Isa ibn Maryam, a child was never known by the mother. And this in itself indicates the miraculous birth. And then wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah. Wajihan comes from wajah or face. In essence, it means that his face will be worthy of regard in the dunya and the akhirah, the greatest of honors. He will be showed respect. And then finally, ومن المقربين, and he will be amongst those who are close to Allah. And then he continues in ayah 46, وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَحْدِ وَكَحْلًا, and he shall speak to people when he is in the cradle, when he's in the arms, and when he is of mature age. Now, speaking at a mature age, and kahlan is indicated as maybe the age of 33 or 40, is not a miracle. If somebody spoke when they're 33 or 40, it's not a big deal. But this is indicative of the fact that he is still alive. And thousands and thousands and thousands of years after he was 33 or 40, he will still speak to human beings. And then finally, وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, when he comes back, he will be in the company of the righteous, he will be in the company of Imam Zamana, ajjalallahu farajah. Each aspect of these two ayat are absolutely phenomenal. Now let's look at Sayyidah Maryam's response in ayah 47. قَالَتْ رَبِّي أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ. The news has been brought to her by the angels, but she's talking directly to God. She says, my Rabb, how shall I bear a son, and no man has touched me? And the answer is, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ, even so. اللَّهُ يَخْلِقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah creates what He pleases. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When He has decreed a matter, He only says to it, be, and it is. See, cause and effect are a norm, they constitute a norm, a general trend of laws. Yet for every norm, there's a situation which is not normal to the understanding of the human being, but it's still within the norm of reality. See, Allah uses the word yakhluku. Allah creates. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is a creation of Allah. He is not divinity. Each word needs to be pondered on to understand the miracle of Isa alayhi salam. And then Allah continues, He tells her, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and He will teach them the book, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and the wisdom, which is وَالْتَوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, the Torah and the Injil. So He would have wisdom and knowledge of the Old Testament and the Gospels. And these books were for the people of His time, part of the one and only eternal book of Allah. She continues to be informed through revelation of what was to happen to her son. In ayah 49, he continues to say, وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, He would be a messenger to the children of Israel. And he would say to them, أَنِّي قَدْ جَئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, I have come to you with a sign from your Rabb. He would have signs and powers given to him by his Rabb, proving to human beings that he was no ordinary being and that his message was no ordinary information or news. So what would he do? أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ التِّينِ حَيَاتِ الطَّيْرِ فَانْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, I make out for you clay, the form of a bird, then I breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by the permission of Allah. He would be able to bring life to inanimate matter, such as a clay bird, by the permission of Allah. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَحَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأَحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. The word used is ubri, which comes from bari or bara'a, to be free from something. In other words, I will heal them. I will heal the akmaha, those who are blind, wal abrasa, translated as those who have leprosy, but basically those who are so ill that they cannot be cured, and I bring the dead to life with Allah's permission. All this, remember, would be done by bi-idhnillah, with the permission of Allah. And he continues, he says, وَنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْخُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ, I will inform you of what you eat and what you store in your houses, the treasures that you store in your houses or hide in your houses. In other words, he was given x-ray eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of the believer's insight. In other words, one who sees through the eye of unity sees far more than just what the physical eye perceives. What appears to us as odd or miraculous is because of our gross outer perceptions. And then he ends by saying, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْعَيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Most surely, there is a sign in this for you, if you are believers. In other words, all this should be enough to tell you that I am a messenger from God. Now let me tell you why I have come. So in ayah 50, he tells them, وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ. I have come to verify what is in between your two hands. In other words, what is right in front of me. وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي هُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And so that I may make halal for you some of the stuff that was haram for you. He came to revive the spirit of the Torah, clarify the aspects of his teachings, because some of the rules of the law were being misused or they had been discarded. وَجِعْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَتِّئُونَ. And I have come to you with a sign from your Rabb. So have taqwa, be God conscious and obey me. And we go back to our second section where we looked at ita'a, to willingly obey, the bare minimum following. It's the same message again and again and again. Prophet Isa al-Islam brought not only a revival, but an improvement of what had existed before. See, with the passage of time, the nature of the social change necessitated this. Reality doesn't change, but law requires an improved expression. At the time of Prophet Musa al-Islam, the human being had evolved from a hunter-gatherer to more of a city dweller. The Mosaic law reflected the socio-cultural change. Each message as brought by its messenger reflects the human being's progress into time. Our Prophet is the final link in the chain, and the Islam of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has its own evolutionary cycle. It developed over a period of 23 years, resulting in a code of law, which we call the Sharia. And that's applicable to every human situation, and it's valid for the rest of the existence of human beings on earth, and thus known as the final or the last revelation. And finally, in Ayah 51, Prophet Isa al-Islam declares that he's not a god, and that he's not to be worshipped, for his life comes from the one whom he worships. He commands human beings to serve their Rabb and uphold that covenant as on a straight path, and therefore fulfill the purpose of creation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي. Indeed Allah is my Rabb. وَرَبُّكُمْ. And your Rabb. فَأْبُدُوهُ. Serve him. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. Again, this is an answer to our dua every single day. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. The answer is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي. Allah is my Rabb. وَرَبُّكُمْ. And your Rabb. Fa'budu, that's the answer. Serve him. Be his abd. And that's why we say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Inshallah, we will continue in the next talk.